entertaining game. For
I thought it was a fantastic game, an absolute outstanding game of football, some fantastic goals. Obviously, I'm just looking at from my perspective of your team. I thought we scored a couple of brilliant goals. Jordan Almond got it off to two great, you know, slick football and, you know, moving great finishes. And obviously the other one from Stephen Teacott, really, really composed for the defender in that situation. So yeah, and obviously Falkirk scored two unbelievable goals, really, you know, top corner. So yeah, I think you know, the fans certainly were entertained highly, royally today. So, you know, obviously you want to win the game and you're in front, so there's a wee tinge of disappointment, but you're playing a top team, you know, so you can't be too disappointed when you take something from the game.
Well, that's the two games you've come in. You've played them fairly well last week, and then Falkirk, who are 1-2 in the league, and drawn both of them, you know, and maybe could have got more out of both games, but it shows maybe the progress. It's even the short time.
Well, to be honest with you, I really don't know about that, because I said, I think that sometimes you get, you know, I've never seen the team previously, and I don't know, you know, what happened in terms of, I know obviously results weren't going the way, but sometimes you can be playing and maybe not get the breaks, or no, something doesn't go your way. So yeah, no, all I can do is today, from when I've come in, the attitude of the players has been magnificent, the work ethic's been outstanding, and I think you've seen it today. There was some of them treading water towards the end of the game, but they were still, you know, really busting it to try and get back and compete. So that's all you can ask as a manager, is that your players give you everything, and the two games I've been here, they've done that.
It certainly gives you something to build on, doesn't it, going forward?
Yeah, well, that's you hope that. As I said, football's a very precarious sport. You know, when you think you're maybe, you know, getting something, then something else happens, like Ross Cunningham getting injured today. He's a top player for us, you know, and things like that. So yeah, I mean, there's so many variables that can happen in football, but just on the performance today and the attitude of the players today, you know, no, I'm delighted.
How is Ross? I mean, he looked in a lot of pain.
Yeah, well, it's always one of those when it's a bit kind of innocuous, when somebody turns in that, then there's always a bit more concern. But to be honest with you, I've not spoken to the physios and that yet, so, you know, that'll be done obviously over the next few days.
Well, cheers.
Thanks.